Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster, joining us in the last hour today. 2 hours from now, we've got the brother of Wayne Paul, anti-Federal Reserve activist in his own right, coming up in the next segment. Bob Chapman with his once-a-month news blitz and financial visit coming up in the next hour. Here are some of the headlines up at Infowars.com. Pentagon shooting coincides with Supreme Court Second Amendment case. Fox News tries to associate government criticism with gun violence. Financial warfare exposed. Soros, Goldman Sachs, hedge funds attack Greece to smash euro. Joseph Stiglitz, Federal Reserve System is corrupt and undermines democracy. He's a Nobel Prize winner, former chief economist, World Bank. I'm going to get him back on. He's been on with us five times. IMF-style austerity measures come to America. Guys, print that for me in the economic crisis section, because that's what we talk about in Obama deception and fall of the republic. Their internal documents show this is meant to bankrupt you and make you fully dependent on government, a government controlled by banks. All the banks starting to go supernova profit, record profits, as cities, counties, states, and national governments go belly up. All through fraud. This is a level above Madoff, where you don't go to prison for robbing people and creating fiat currency. You buy up the world, get everybody in debt, and then bankrupt everyone and take over through financial dictatorship. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, the magnitude of what's going on and what's happening. Separately, I want to get into this. I covered it some yesterday. But at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into this with Wayne Paul. This is Reuters headline. Liberals rap. Guess that means get angry. At Kremlin, as Stalin is worshipped. Liberals rap Kremlin as Stalin is worshipped. So so-called liberals over there mean something different than what it means here. It's like Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. The opposite of a communist today. They call liberalism communism. No, that's the opposite of true liberalism. See, they destroy all terms. It's like so-called conservatives want war, giant government, Patriot Act, police state. You're not conservative. Look at this. Liberals rap Kremlin as Stalin is worshipped. Reuters. Russian communist paid homage Friday to Soviet leader Joseph Stalin while liberals accused the Kremlin of convening to whitewash the dictator. And it continues here. Now, separately, Western media is criticizing Russia, which I think they should be criticized for this. Large sectors of the Kremlin are talking good about communism, and that's bad. Now, meanwhile, the communists conservatively killed 40 million people through Lenin and Stalin. 40 million. Mao killed 64 million, according to the U.S. government, Encyclopedia Britannica, but the Chinese government brags about it and says he killed over 80 million. They say he was good, his wife was bad, they arrested Mao's wife. I mean, did you know that? It was kind of a revolution against him within China, and things got a little better, actually, after that. But the point is, David Rockefeller got upset and wrote articles defending him in the New York Times. CNN comes out and says that Mao was good and communism is good and good for women. Yeah, good like a hole in the head. So I thought I'd go over this and then ask the Western media, why are you criticizing Russia for some of their Kremlin being pro-commie, which you should? It's bad. It's dirty. It's evil. It's one of the top-selling things in shirt shops is communist clothing. I see yuppies running around wearing red stars everywhere. It's not funny. It's like a swastika. It killed more people than the swastika did, okay? Under that banner. I don't like it. It's offensive to me. But meanwhile, The Guardian is saying North Korea worker executed for passing on news. Information on price of rice given to defector in South Korea, so they executed the guy. And they're saying that's bad. Well, it is bad. But that's the kind of stuff Mao did, so you can't have it both ways. Mao is good, but North Korea and Russia are bad. Russia is an angel compared to North Korea and China.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Chun Jo Lee is the president of the All China Women's Federation, one of the top-ranking women in the Chinese government, and witness to the major changes in women's status since the Communist Revolution. Among the first laws passed by Chairman Mao's government were statutes banning foot binding, bride selling, dowry, polygamy, and concubines. Women were invited to leave the home and join the labor force. Mao spoke those famous words, "Women hold up half the sky." If the statistics are any indication, communism has been good for women.
Constantly at colleges and at government buildings in Canada, England, the U.S., they're putting up Mao statues. That's been in the news. At city halls, they're saying how great he is. I've seen three different Obama czars say Mao is good. Hugo Chavez is good because he's censoring the media and that we need to censor our media. China has forced abortion with women. Women are used as slaves in the factories. And it was declassified, of course, that the CIA financed the women's movement here in the United States. It sounded good on the surface, so they could break up the family, so women wouldn't be at home, so they could literally get everybody paying taxes and have the state start raising people's children. The same globalist model that the West funded in communist China is now being implemented here. And 3 months ago at Copenhagen, they called for a global one-child policy modeled after China and admitted that China is the UN model. The U.S. and the top globalists in the mid-70s made deals with China and moved all our technologies over there because they would adopt the globalist program. Then China would be built up into an industrial colossus to destroy all competition because no one can compete with 1,500,000,000 slaves. And that's what they're just about, 1,500,000,000. India, over 1,000,000,000. It is just incredible what's going on. And to have the media praising a mass murderer is unprecedented. Now, Wayne Paul is a CPA, brother of Congressman Ron Paul. He is a in-the-Fed activist, a patriot of many decades, exposing the IRS, that is a collection agency for the Federal Reserve. And he joins us for the next 50 minutes here today. We'll also open the phones up and cover other news and get Wayne Paul's take on what's going on. But, Wayne, did you ever think you'd see CNN praising the greatest mass murderer in world history?
Never in my lifetime would I have thought that.
Wayne, so much has happened in your decades of fighting the New World Order. Break down for people your worldview, your family's worldview, and basically define the New World Order. And we've come to that critical juncture now where the big private central banks are openly bankrupting the planet, openly announcing world government.
Yeah, and I think we all have to sit back and take a look at what's going on, recognizing the fact that 10 years ago, had Alex Jones had such an idea on a radio station, he probably couldn't get enough sponsors to have him on. Yet today, it makes sense with the understanding of our economic condition and the control of the major banking cartels throughout the world that controls everything we do. It's interesting to me that today, educationally, we as a people are much wiser today about the concept of a new world order and what they're doing to our individual liberties and freedom, that I think it's a fantastic time to be living just to see the changes and the understanding that the people have that they didn't have 10 years ago.
Wayne Paul, you're in the Obama deception. I interviewed you up at an In the Fed rally that it later came out the Army was watching because we're such evil Americans that want to get these foreign banks off our backs. And you talked about how the bankers took over, the War Powers Act, what Social Security really is, how the bankers are able to violate the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Break it down in more detail here on the air today, exactly what we're facing and how our form of government, our republic, really got overthrown back in 1933.
Well, it really goes back further than 1933. It goes back to 1913 when the Federal Reserve Act was first passed. When that happened, the Congress, in effect, gave up our liberties as it relates to our rights to banking and our rights to exchange property for services. And it took only 20 years from 1913 to 1933 before our federal government was bankrupt. They spent more money and borrowed more money from the Federal Reserve in the first 20 years of the Reserve's existence that in 1933 Roosevelt declared the United States was bankrupt. So since that time, it's the Federal Reserve banking cartel that has manipulated or controlled whatever they saw fit for our economy and our life. And it's taken from 1933 to present for those of us who have been studying and researching this come to understand and are able to teach it to other people. So we now have to start that change. Now, one of the changes that's going on dramatically right now are the various states that are passing state laws as it relates to banking, as it relates to gun control, as it relates to carrying firearms. And they're saying to the federal government, constitutionally, you can't come into this state and tell us whether we can have a gun or not, and coming into this state and tell us that if we bank within the state, we don't have to be under the federal regulations. All these are things are exciting in terms of the changes that are taking place today.
Well, expanding on that, you're absolutely right, but 1933 was when they were able to bankrupt us and bring us into emergency rule. 1913 was when they got their beachhead, and then just a few years later they were able to bring us into receivership. Then they issued the Social Security card that was literally the debt servant system, and that's when they began making us their dependents and expanding it. And so we've been under their system since 33 completely, under their thumb since 33. And all we've seen since then is a progression of social engineering, booms and busts, as the banks mass more and more power. And now they brag that they've gotten more power out of the banker bailout. They're establishing a bank of the world, a global constitution. We'll pay our carbon taxes to the bankers. They admit this is meant to shut down competition, vertically consolidate and integrate the economy into a worldwide monopoly controlled by this cartel. And you're right. The states are waking up. The people are waking up. We've never seen such an awakening. It's passed the House. Your brother's bill, Congressman Ron Paul, who joined us yesterday to audit the private Federal Reserve. But I believe they're going to strike back. And I believe they're going to do that, Wayne, through staging crises and staging wars and staging terror attacks to be blamed on the Tea Parties and the In the Fed groups. What's your take on that?
Well, it's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because if you look at our gubernatorial race here in Texas alone, and when the minority staunch Texan was running against the two incumbents, she was put on a show, and the first thing the guy said is, "Are you a believer? Are you a truther as it relates to 9/11? Unfortunately, that didn't have anything to do with the race in Texas, but it was used to make her look bad. But the truth be known that whether it's 9/11, whether it's the killing that took place in Waco, Ruby Ridge, all of these are suspect as a basis to eliminate a little more of our freedom. You know, now you almost have to go through a complete body cavity search to get on an airplane. And that's pretty demeaning, in my opinion, and it's pretty taking away a lot of my privacy. And as a person handicapped that has a hard time standing, going through a security line and having to stand there not being able to touch anything is really demeaning to me.
Did you see the report of the boy that couldn't even walk? He was 4. He was in leg braces. He couldn't walk more than just a few feet. They had just gotten him in that last month to be able to walk a few feet in a wheelchair. They made him get out of the wheelchair without his parents' help and go through the metal detector while he was crying. It's all an act of submission, recording our naked body because somebody might do something. We're all guilty now.
That's correct. And I think we're going to see more and more of that kind of thing as, quote, a deterrent to terrorism, and it's only going to take more and more of the freedom from us. And they're doing that gradually, and they're also doing that in terms of taking our financial freedoms away from us.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because they're raising taxes on every level. Police have been caught with quotas that are illegal all over the country. And they're just building up this police state to forcibly extract this from us. And I agree with you. Regardless of whether terror in each case is real or staged or not, it's being focused on the average free person as a pretext to take our rights, as the Homeland Security document showed last year. Wayne Paul, stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
You look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil.
Well, our predictions borne out. Glenn Beck's gone wild, saying a 9/11 truther shot the people at the Pentagon with no evidence of it other than some message board stuff. Here they are from last night. September 11th, conspiracy theorist opens fire at Pentagon. Why are they so scared of people that talk about staged events? But we're getting into that in the next hour after Wayne Paul leaves us. Wayne is a CPA. He's been battling the IRS, exposing their activities for years. Whether you think the income tax is constitutional or not, what we know isn't constitutional is their treatment of people. No due process, their own special courts, seizing things just because they feel like it, just like the family court. We know they violate the Constitution and Bill of Rights every day. We know they drive people into suicide, into desperation. Most people that own businesses can't pay all these taxes or they'd go under. Wayne Paul, you've been battling these guys for years. You were talking about financial tyranny as we went to break. Talk about that now.
Well, one of the quick things I would like to point out is that last year, the government, in their infinite wisdom, decreased the withholding tax tables that employers had to withhold money from the employees to send to the government. And they said, here, we're going to give you a break. The problem with that is they never changed the tax rate for the year as it relates to the tax return. So now we're filing tax returns for the year 2009, and guess what? Many, many more people owe taxes this year, where in prior years they either broke even or got a few dollars back. So they deceived the people in during the year saying they were going to give them a benefit, but oops, they forgot to change the tax rate tables. And guess what? We have to pay for it now. So
Is it true they're going to try to charge penalties and interest if people don't have the money?
Oh, absolutely. After April 15th, penalty and interest accrues.
And most people who work at McDonald's or in an auto repair shop or, you know, for minimum or medium wage, they don't even understand the system. It's just taken out. So a year or two from now, they're going to get hit with a big tax bill with masses of interest saying you didn't pay your tax.
And that's absolutely the case, and that's probably the most frustrating part of my work is try to negate or eliminate penalties and interest on taxes because of errors the IRS made as well as errors that the taxpayer makes. They're not very willing to ever amend or adjust penalties and interest.
And the IRS makes a lot of mistakes, don't they?
Well, there was a GAO audit about 15 years ago where the GAO put 10 people in a room, gave them all the same tax information, and lo and behold, when the 10 returns were submitted, there were 10 different answers. So who's right?
And now what we found is they've changed the laws the last 3 years for CPAs. You can tell us about that, putting burden on you. And so CPAs I've now found that I keep hiring are trying to make me pay more than I even owe under the fraudulent system because they're scared. So they all your money. Everything must go.
Yeah, what happens is I am now being audited under my tax preparer ID number to see my consistency or how I prepare returns. And if they find something that they believe would be inconsistent to the code, then they can come and just attack me as a preparer because I consistently do something that they consider is not correct. So they audit the preparer as much now as they audit the taxpayer.
Well, let's come back and get into more of the IRS abuse that you've seen, because from all the reports I've seen, they don't even follow due process, nothing. They just grab bank accounts, do whatever they want.
Well, unfortunately, that's the case, and it's difficult to properly answer every IRS notice. The majority GAO stated about 6 or 8 years ago that probably 80% of IRS notices that are sent to people are incorrect notice.
Absolutely, 80%, but they don't care. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Bob Chapman to cover a host of news and the economy in the next hour. Then Gerald Celente, who was in Chile before the earthquake. We'll talk some about that, but mainly his trends forecast for the rest of the year into next year. Top trends forecaster, Wayne Paul, CPA, patriot, in the Fetter, brother of Congressman Ron Paul, is our guest. We're going to go back to him in a moment and start taking your phone calls. I wanted to first, though, thank one of our sponsors, Akola Blue, the atmospheric water generator system. They have little units that do 7.5 gallons a day that look like a water cooler without the water bottle on top, grabs water out of the air, puts it through a bunch of great filters, very inexpensive, works very, very well, a lot cheaper than bottled water that you can't guarantee is safe. There's no fluoride in this, ladies and gentlemen. AcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, AcolaBlue.com, or 800-691-6043. And they've got big units that can supply thousands of people with water. And they sent some to Haiti. So 800-691-6043. Don't forget the online video bookstore where you can check out all the films and books we carry and the films and books that I've produced and written, all available at InfoWars.com. And remember, you may know all about the New World Order. It's about waking somebody up every week. And our numbers have exponentially been growing. We'll talk about that more with Wayne Paul here in a moment. But going back to Wayne, the outrages, you know, the news reports of the IRS showing up at a house, seizing it, seizing the furniture, seizing family photos, grabbing wedding rings off women's fingers, people committing suicide. and it's done outside due process, and it turns out Rangel's not paying taxes, Geithner, the head of the IRS, isn't paying taxes, Rangel was the head of the tax committee, it turns out close to half of Congress doesn't pay all their taxes or doesn't pay at all. The EU bureaucrats wrote the laws where they pay a 17% income tax, and the average European's over 50%. I mean, this is just so incredibly corrupt. And when your brother's always on TV, Ron Paul, they'll say, "You want to get rid of the income tax, sir? How will we fund America?" And a lot of times he's at the Capitol. He goes, "The Capitol behind me was built 100-something years before we even had the income tax." So, you know, this country had a 10% growth rate yearly on average, zero inflation until we got the income tax, which, as Ronald Reagan's own congressional commission found in 81, not one red cent of your income tax goes to run the country. It all goes to the bankers who now are fully bankrupting us by design.
That's absolutely correct. And I think the important issue on the Gestapo tactics of the IRS should people should understand that they are the collector of the debt that our government owes the banking system. And because of that, they feel they don't have to follow the law. In fact, that's what got me involved in IRS litigation some 35 years ago, because the first guy that walked through my office after he told me his story, he had a disability retirement, and within 5 weeks after he came to my office, he had gone back to drinking, and he died of sclerosis of the liver. And I look at that compared to the guy 2 weeks ago that flew his airplane into the IRS building. Why is not Congress looking at why this guy did it? What forces a man, a human being, to such extremes that he says, "I got to put a story out there, I got to kill myself"? If, you know, Congress ought to be sitting and bouncing up and down on the IRS and saying, "Oh, wait a minute, what are you guys doing that's causing somebody to get so frustrated and so desperate that it turn around and fly his airplane into a building?"
Well, our country revolted over taxes a lot lower than what they are right now, and the people were happy to pay taxes, but they said no taxes without representation. And also the taxes weren't being equally applied. That's what really started the Civil War, as you know, in the 1860s. But I have stacks of news every day where they're increasing the tickets, the fines, the fees, the regulations, taxes on food, taxes on the environment. A $2.6 billion tax they're trying to pass in Austin in the first 3 years. $2.6 billion, that's more than all taxes in Austin in 3 years combined. I mean, it's just a cancer, and the only sector hiring is government. That's admitted. All the other industries are literally shutting down, and it's like an orgy of criminality of the parasite class. Where do you see this going, Wayne?
Well, I think by education, by learning, and by people becoming more knowledgeable about the way the system works, we will eventually see the rights of the people. They will come back, and through elections, and we've had one just Tuesday in Texas that, even though it was disappointing in some races, it was encouraging in others, because there are fundamental constitutional people that won elections this time around in Texas, and therefore I don't think Governor Perry is going to be able to be as dogmatic and forcible on his liberal ideas as to how he wants to run Texas. You know, he doesn't do anything for protecting the border. He confiscates our property when it comes to the Trans-Texas Corridor. And he tried at one time to force our children to turn around and get shot. All those things are going to change, and they'll change it one person at a time, and that will start to make differences, and we're going to see changes take place.
Absolutely, Wayne Paul. We're going to some of your calls here in a moment, but I've got a big stack of this news. We're going to cover it next hour when Bob Chapman's with us. I'm also going to break down the obvious staged event at the Pentagon and how they're coming after anyone that questions 9/11. I mean, this is serious, serious what's coming up, so people need to definitely stay with us. But the Wall Street Journal reports the end of the Internet as we know it. Wired Magazine says cybersecurity, the end of the open free Internet. That's the headline. So finally, the media is paying attention to what we've broken down the last 2 months. It's now passed the House. It's in the Senate of what's in the cybersecurity bill. People are finally reading the cybersecurity bill. So good job to the audience getting this out to the media that we requested you to do. It's finally all over the news. Here's the Drudge Report linking to mainstream news. Big Sis Unleashed. Homeland Security Program digs into all Internet communications. Tracking everything. No Fourth Amendment. Feds weigh expansion of monitoring. UK spy ships hidden in 2.5 million trash bins. Pay-as-you-throw. Tracking everyone. Here's Infowars.net. This just went up. Steve Watson. It's also on PrisonPlanet.com. Former Director of National Intelligence calls for reengineering the Internet. The world is one major cyber event away from total restriction of the web. They are now openly coming out saying they want to end free speech on the web, Wayne, because they know we're winning the battle for hearts and minds. We're waking the people up. Are you concerned about their open announcements that they want to censor the Internet?
Absolutely, because that's our basic freedom and liberty, is to be able to speak those ideas and voice our opinions. Opinions are always great. I don't have to agree with you to listen to you, but I also have to grant you the right to give me your opinion and your thoughts. I think that is a basic constitutional right that we have, and any attempt to stop that over the Internet should absolutely be 600% opposed by every human being that walks the face of the earth today.
Absolutely. I'm digging around here in my stack for that Wall Street Journal headline. I've also got Wired Magazine admitting that total censorship of the web now being set up, where the Pentagon will run every Internet distribution system, openly talking about censorship. I mean, these are very, very desperate times. Wayne, I want to go to calls and go into the different issues that they're going to raise. But while we've got you here today, talking about your brother, Congressman Ron Paul, watching him in and out of Congress in the last 30 years, first went there in the 80s for a short stint and came back in the 90s, going from no one co-sponsoring his bills to his bills now passing the House. We've gone from maybe 1% of Americans knowing the Federal Reserve is private to some polls over 90% wanting to audit it or abolish it. It's exponentially growing. To see him get an 84% approval rating in Texas, 80-plus percent of the vote in the Republican primary, to see constitutionalists molded in your brother's stead, you know, mimicking what he's done as a prototype, running at the state level everywhere. I mean, this has got to be really exciting for you.
I think it is one of the most amazing things. As you know, I have four older brothers, Ron being one of them, and it's amazing to me. I've been the closest to Ron in terms of philosophy, understanding, and learning as it relates to privacy, as it relates to liberty. But it was fascinating to see the other three brothers listen to him and slowly absorb what he was saying. So even they have turned around and learned a lot over the last 2 years in terms of what Ron's been able to do. And he absolutely is a beacon of a shining light out there for other people to look at, follow, learn, and understand from. And when he started 35 years ago, he said, I want to do this for educational purposes. I don't think I'll ever make a difference, but that if I can get one more people to understand, or one more person to understand what I understand, this country will be better off. And I think that's happening today.
Well, it's another testament to what one person taking action and joining with others can do. We have to have the long view of history and take our country, county, city, state, federal back and put out the truth versus the controlled corporate system and big government system's lies. And in the end, their tyranny will not stand, no matter how many police, how many black helicopters, how many cameras, how many spies, how much surveillance, false flag terror. None of it is going to hold this together. And we can see the momentum shifting against them right now. But looking at what your brother's been able to do, what you've been able to do. But I just wonder, because I'm 36 years old and I get exhausted doing 4 hours a day working on films, reading legislation, doing other interviews. And I say no to most interviews now. I don't know how your brother at, what, 74 years old, because I happen to know a lot about his schedule. I mean, the guy is working 14, 15, 16 hours a day, and I've never seen anyone as dynamic as your brother. And he is absolutely possessed with liberty in a Thomas Jefferson type way. Burning in the minds of men. Just briefly, what makes your brother tick?
Well, I think he's excited about the prospects of liberty. He's excited about the young people learning about liberty. And he just feels that that's where our future lies. And I give the example of a local family here that I know personally whose son graduated from high school this year, and he's 17 years old, and his thesis paper for his senior year was written on the Federal Reserve. He then had to give a talk in front of, he had to defend his thesis in front of the parents and in front of his classmates as to why he felt as he did. Now, when I was a senior in high school, I wouldn't have had a clue as to what to talk about, but here's a 17-year-old that's read more books in every book that Ron's ever printed.
And there's millions, and there's millions in high school learning about the New World Order and learning about liberty and freedom. That's why the globalists are so scared.
Absolutely.
In fact, I talked to Daniel Estelin, who really does have sources in Bilderberg. I even know their names off record. And he said in 2006, they were deathly afraid of Ron Paul. Then again in 2008. And they said, we may have to take him out. And I brought this up to your brother, and he knows this is a reality. Not because he had a chance to win the presidency, at least at that time frame, but because the hottest thing on campuses is anti-New World Order in the Fed, displacing the phony right-wing and phony left-wing paradigm, and that they are scared to death.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And if you take a look, we just had an election in the state representative race in the 7th district. A gentleman by the name of David Simpson beat in a primary an incumbent of 7 terms, who, in my opinion, is a typical rhino, and he got defeated. And I think that's totally encouraging, and it's something that I think is fantastic for everybody to see and witness the changes that are taking place.
Let me throw this out there, then we're going to calls. In internal White House memos, Cass Sunstein memos, White House regulations are, in congressional hearings, in internal Bilderberg group meetings, their number one thing they talk about is U.S. patriots and our ideas spreading worldwide. We are the only thing standing between the globalist and world domination and the hellish eugenic system they want to set up. I want listeners to really have a gut check moment. That's not rhetoric you just heard. That's not hype. This is the truth. We are all that stands between humanity and absolute dehumanization. This is the most scientific, most wicked group humanity has ever faced. And we are having an effect to the point of, in their top councils, they are afraid. Because they know that we know that they are a pack of criminals and illegitimate. And if we keep carrying this message, and if they can't demonize us, which they're trying to do, they're going down. Let's go ahead and take a call. Pat in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, go ahead.
Okay, hey, real quick. You had a gentleman on yesterday, the Marine. He said he was kind of like readapt and was kind of set up. Now, hey, I want to use him for presence because basically I'm a union plumber laid off, San Jose. They told us no work for 2 years. They're going to try to jam this health care bill down our throat with, what, 300 and something taxes. Everybody's losing their job. There's no work.
That then takes the union health care you paid for.
Yeah, oh, it's unbelievable. I pay $10.46 an hour. It's ridiculous.
I know.
But what I see is, who's going to pay for this? Are they insane? I really believe that we need to peacefully get up, if they pass this health care bill, and get to the streets peacefully and say, this is enough.
All right, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Pat. Let you finish up and go to Wayne Fall. We're going to keep him 5 minutes of the next hour. We can do that. Then we're going to get Bob Chapman on for news blitzes and the economy. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663, or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
A month or so ago, I announced that we were going to have a $15,000 contest, our biggest ever. Three separate contests, one $10,000, one $3,000, one $2,000. You've got until April 10th to go read the contest, go out and have a demonstration, protest, or it could be anything. And then we'll judge the videos, and then you'll win $10,000, $3,000, and $2,000. It's already scrolled off the main page on Infowars.com to the News in Focus archive, featured news archive. But you can go find the article. We're going to put links up in the next few days to the official contest page. some banners. And everybody wins entering this contest. Everybody wins because you make a video, you go out and have a protest, and then the word gets out about the naked body scanners. But going back to Pat, I understand you can't be pushed any further. You don't have money to pay. 800 cities plus or sanctuary cities, the illegals don't get arrested for no driver's license or insurance or drunk driving. You do. They're saying they're going to take, even if they make you lose your job, they're going to take your money that they made union people pay into all these years. That's in the health care bill. They're going to take away your good health care. They're talking about taking people's money markets and the government not insuring it. They're saying they're going to take pension funds and then only pay you part of it back. I mean, Wayne Paul, I'm even blown away by how criminal this government is. It does appear they've gone insane and are trying to make people revolt. Wayne Paul.
And I think that is true. You want to have peaceful resistance using liberty and freedom as your basis, and you want to oppose the tyranny that's being put upon us by our present government. They would just as soon that you turn around and try to riot in the streets than they would have an excuse to put us all in prison. But the answer is peaceful resistance through education and voicing the right of liberty through the Constitution, creating the freedoms we need to live on a daily basis.
But what Pat's saying is, what happens is he goes bankrupt and then they show up to throw him out of his house when they're taxing him for a banker bailout that was never used for his house? I mean, what happens when we have 10 times as many homeless people on the street?
I don't have an answer for that, because that's a real possibility, and it's something that we have to individually help each other as much as possible. We're going to find communities taking care of communities pretty soon.
The wealthiest nation in the world, the apple of the planet's eye, in just a few decades, taken over like Nigeria or Greece and bankrupted by the criminal banks. I mean, this has been a premeditated heist. Anything else, Pat?
Hey, Pat. Yeah, sorry about that. Alex, hey, 2 weeks ago, I went to the courthouse to stop my house at auction. Okay? I filed a civil suit. People don't know the rules about asking for the original docs and all that, and I was talking out loud, and next to me was the guy in a suit. So I started talking to him about the Federal Reserve. Ended up, he was from Chase, one of the guys supposed to buy my house. And I said, do people understand what's going on? And he looks at me and says, 90% of them have no clue. So I did what you said yesterday. I printed out pages with InfoWars, Fall of the Republic, about fluoride, et cetera. I handed out 75 in 45 minutes, and I had my Obama Joker shirt with New World Order. People are waking up, but we have to push more and more and let more people know.
And if everybody does that, it's unstoppable. Thanks, Pat. Quick comment from Jacob. We'll come back and comment one more segment with Wayne Paul. Jacob, New York, you're on the air.
Talk to you. Just got a quick little rant here. You know, I got in trouble when I was a kid, and that felony caused me not to be able to vote, not to have any say in this government, and it just sickens me that this country's being ran by criminals, and I can't even express my word in government because of one mistake when I was a child. And that's all I got to say, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate your call. And now the government's passing laws where you can't have burglar bars in your house. Again, anything you can imagine a criminal government would do, get in their mindset. If you're a criminal and you run things, what would you do? And then that's what they're doing. It's just, it's unbelievable. Back in 70 seconds with Wayne Paul.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.